When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 5th edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. Tons of fun sports action everywhere. Hopefully some good weather where you were, so you can enjoy some time with friends, family, or whatever else you are up to these days. You can find me on Twitter at BDENTREK, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. You get all the content there. Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, First Pitch Podcast, Always Pressing DFS, MLB DFS Quick Hits, plus all the written content, A Game to the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, Baseball HQ, and Fantasy Pros. So come check it out over there. Support your boy. I would appreciate it. We have seven games on a Monday for you, starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. So a little bit earlier start time than normal, but it's just proof that makes me laugh that they can do this when they want to. Otherwise, it'd be a five-game slate. But all those other times, we're like, nah, we're not going to do the 6 o'clock Eastern games. Don't worry about it. But we got seven games to go through today. We'll get to the totals on this slate. Tigers-Phillies, 9. Royals-Marlins, 8. A's-Pirates, 8.5. Astros-Jays, 9.5. Brewers, Reds, 9.5. Cardinals, Rangers, 9.5. Cubs, Padres, 8. As you can tell, not the best of pitching on this seven game slate. Let's get to the pitching on this slate. Your highest priced pitcher is Aaron Nola at $10,200 against the Detroit Tigers. And it has been a bad go for Aaron Nola. Three of his last four starts, he's got less than 12 points. He goes six innings at least in every start. We know that. But four runs, five runs, two runs, four runs, two runs. He gets you five or more Ks. Like, it's just a matter of can he limit the damage. It's been the age-old question with Aaron Nola for the longest of times. Gets the Detroit Tigers team striking out over 22% of the time the last 3 weeks, 222 average, 123 ISO. On a slate like this, I get it with Nola. I kind of see the appeal of playing some Tigers bats to be a little contrarian. But Nola's there. He's by far not my favorite play on this slate. You know what's really funny is we'll get to the next pitcher we want to target here, but Julio Teheran is $8,700. He's the third highest priced pitcher on this slate. That is comical to me. But the top pitcher price-wise that I'm looking at on this slate is Braxton Garrett at $8,300 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Garrett has been outstanding in three of his last four starts. He's given at least five innings in pretty much every start. He's gotten two runs or less in four straight starts, seven or more Ks in three of four. That's the only reason why he didn't get a ton of points in one of his starts was in Colorado. He just didn't get strikeouts. San Diego at the Giants, home against Cincinnati, just dealing over 20 DK points left and right. I've written about it until I'm blue in the face now in multiple articles. I've talked about it on podcasts. Many other people have as well. Since May 8th, he's been great. He got left hung out to dry against the Atlanta Braves. He's been great since then. And I'm going to keep rolling with Braxton Garrett. This is one of those dudes that's much, much better than the overall numbers showcase. He's going to face a Kansas City Royals team striking out over 28% of the time versus lefties over the last 3 weeks, 263 average and a .092 ISO. So a once hot Royals offense has cooled down dramatically. So Braxton Garrett is a big boy play at $8,300, my top pitching play on the slate. Some other ones to consider is J.P. Sears, $7,600 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Sears has been pretty darn good of late. Two runs or less in four straight starts, five innings or more, but the Ks have been the issue. Two Ks, one Ks in his last two, but six and seven prior. So the strikeouts are there. It's just a matter of efficiently getting it done. He's priced cheaply enough, appropriately, as some would say. Facing a Pirates team, 22% carry, 273 average, 107 ISO versus lefties. So in this slate, J.P. Sears definitely checks the box as an SP2 at $7,600. Brandon Belak's a guy I've been using a ton. He's going up against Toronto, which can be a little dicey, but two of his last three games were home games. His road games have been kind of wishy-washy. He's on the road in Toronto on this one. But Belak at $7,200 on this slate, you at least have to like acknowledge what he has. You have to give him the Roman Reigns acknowledge me situation. And you got a Toronto team striking out 17.7% of the time versus righties in a .293 with a .164 average. So that's tricky. That's tricky for Belak. Again, tough slate for pitching. Kind of is interesting. Another guy that's kind of interesting to me, and it's really interesting because there's going to be an opener for him, so you have a chance to get a dub here, is Mike Mayers at $6,600. I looked at him a lot. I wrote about him for Fab articles this past week, and I even put Fab bids in on Mike Mayer. He's got two starts this week. And the first one's at the Miami Marlins here. And, you know, six innings, two hits, no earned, three Ks in his last stint, 4 2/3, six hits, one run, eight Ks in his stint prior. He's gotten 20 or more points in back-to-back outings at 54 and 4K respectively. Now he's up to $6,600, but on a slate like this, that's very, very doable. He's going against a Marlins team that strikes out over 21% of the time versus righties, hitting 275 with a 119 ISO. So a guy like Mayer's is very, very enticing to me on this slate. And he'll be an odd guy. I can go Garrett Mayer's and be very good with that. The last player I'll mention here, and he'll be extremely popular, and it'll be hard not to roster him just a bit, is Andrew Abbott at $4,000. The big stud prospect pitcher from the Cincinnati Reds will be making his debut. It is a Great American Small Park. It is against the Milwaukee Brew Crew. Milwaukee has not been the gangbusters they were of old, that's for sure. But and over the last 3 weeks, the Brewers are striking out 26% of the time versus lefties, hitting 209 with a 135 average. It just comes down to adrenaline and Great American Small Park, and Andrew Abbott handle it. He's 4K. He should be super chalky. So he's definitely in play on this slate. Recapping your pitching, if you want to go Nola, fine. I'm just going to save money and get all the bats in the world. Braxton Garrett's my top pitcher on this slate. I like J.P. Sears. Belak's a wishy-washy, but I can see the upside on a slate like this. Mayer's a 66, and Abbott. So if my four pitchers, it's Garrett, Sears, Mayer's, and Abbott. I could easily see me going Garrett, Abbott, get every bat on the planet on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of bats on this slate, let's get crack-a-lackin' on them. The catcher's position for you here. You got Jonah Heim going against Adam Wainwright. This Texas Rangers offense is fuego right now, beating up on these young prospects of Seattle over the weekend. Wu got his debut, got shellacked. You got Bryce Miller, who's been amazing, got shellacked. This Texas offense is just, don't mess with them. So Jonah Heim has $4,800, big fan against Wainwright in that one. Wilson Contreras at 47 is not bad. I'd rather go to JT Realmuto at 46 against Joey Wentz in Philadelphia. That's a great spot there for the Philly bats, who were heating up over the weekend, which was great to see, especially Schwarbaum's. He got things going in a big way. So Heim and Realmuto up top here if you want to spend a few bucks. If you want to fade Andrew Abbott, I have zero problem fading him. I think this kid's legit. He's good. We know so many first few starts don't go as planned for these youngsters. You get William Contreras at $4,400, especially if Abbott's going to be chalky. A Brew Crew stack can be a GPP beautiful thing to do. So William Contreras at 44 versus Abbott would be something to keep an eye on. Going down cheaper, though, not too cheap. Tyler Stevenson at $4,200 versus Tehran. Okay, I mentioned he's the third highest priced pitcher. He just threw a quality start with no strikeouts. He scuffled my Giants in his first start. This is ridiculous what he's doing, and I'm gonna keep attacking him. Now you get him in Great American Small Park. So yeah, the Reds be very, very popular in my mind. Stevenson at 42 would be one to target. Then you know, looking at value, and these are some getaway games for half of these games, and some of them are, you know, just starting up the series. So check your lines, like maybe Andrew Kisner at $2,800 versus Martin Perez. That could be a potential value for you. Like you got Yan Gomes versus Blake Snell at 25. Gomes went deep on Sunday. I like that a lot. There'll be a few other ones down here. There's some names I'm looking at. I'm just not going to say right now because I don't think they'll start, but if they do, definitely someone to keep in mind. First base, you got Goldschmidt at 56 versus Martin, which is fine. If you're fading Bielak, you got Vladito. But Nathaniel Lowe at $4,800 versus Wainwright. Go Texas, go. You got Big Rowdy going up against the lefty at 46 and add it. Cheaper plays, though. Spencer Steer has been awesome. Mike Kirlin put out a tweet. I think it's like all the players with an OPS over 1,000 in the month of May. It's all like your judges, your usual suspects, and then Spencer Steer. Yeah, he's been very, very good. Hits in between third and fifth, usually fifth for the Reds every day. He's $4,300 for Tehran in a really good spot there. Going down cheaper, though, you got the likes of Brendan Donovan. If he's starting, he's been leading off a lot for St. Louis lately. He's first base outfield against Martin Perez at $2,900. I like that a bit. Jose Abreu at $2,800 versus Manoa. I love beating up on Manoa, so I have zero problem with that. Even though Abreu isn't great, $2,800 is a nice discount if you're stacking up Houston in that one. So that'd be one to keep in mind. And then he probably won't start with the lefty on the bump. If Cody Clemens starts, that's awesome, but I don't think he'll get the start for Philadelphia. There's the one I was looking for. The dude, Drew Ellis. Talked about him on Bubba and the Bloom this past Thursday because he got called up Philadelphia. Primarily was going to play against left-handed pitching. He put up 41 points on Sunday. Double-donged. This is what he's like the opposite of Derek Hall. Derek Hall's coming back soon. He'll be the best yin and yang Philadelphia could hope for. So Drew Ellis should get the start again against the lefty Wentz on Monday. He was like 4% owned on Sunday, much more owned on Monday, but he's $2,000 and he's well worth every penny. Second base position, you got Marcus Semien at 6K. Jonathan India at 54 has been awesome. So like both of them. If Nolan Gorman starts at 52, he's not bad, but he usually doesn't get to start versus lefties because Cardinals. Cheaper options, though. Luis Arraez against the KC situation at $4,800. Bryson Stott at 44 is another one for you, especially in your Philadelphia stacks. I could kind of already see where my mind's going on this slate. Owen Miller at 38. If you're fading Abbott, totally like that. It's a good price tag there. Jay Bay, a second base outfield for Pittsburgh at $2,800 against JP Sears. I like that one. If you're fading Sears, Bay gets on and steals like crazy. Two more stolen bases on Sunday, so he can rack up some points for you quickly. And other than that, like you have some A's. Like A's, if there wasn't some other obvious spots to go to, A's would be kind of sneaky because Johan Oviedo has not been good. So you could get some like cheap, like Jonah Brides and some other dudes if you really wanted to. I don't think you need to so much. At least not. I'd rather go to the big boys for. That's saying a lot, but Oakland's better players. Third base for you. Arenado at 54 is just fine, but Josh Jung at 53 versus Waino. You got Bregman versus Manoa. Give me Jung against Waino all day. Manny Machado's back. He's $4,800 versus Kyle Hendricks. That's not a bad spot to be in. Nick Senzel at 44 versus Julio Teheran is one as well. You got McKinstry versus Nola. If you're fading Nola, McKinstry's been playing well, hitting towards the top of that Detroit lineup. So you have that going for you. Owen Miller at 38. Talked about him a second ago. If you're going uber contrarian in a tournament, we like Patrick Wisdom versus lefties. He's facing Blake Snell at $3,500. It is in San Diego, though, so keep that in mind a little bit. Other than that, though, not a ton at this point in time. Shortstop position. Yeah, Corey Seager at 59 versus Wainwright's awesome. Yeah, Bobby Witt versus Braxton Garrett. Okay. Bo Bichette at $5,500 versus Bielak. I like that a ton. Jeremy Pena at 48 versus Manoa. McClain, I keep playing him. I had a bunch of Cincy stacks. I had a Saturday lineup that if Senzel did anything, I'd probably take the whole freaking thing down. That pissed me off. But Jeremy Pena at $4,800 versus Manoa is a very nice play. McClain at 47, though, that's the one I like a lot at that price point. Cheaper plays. Paul DeJong should get to start versus the lefty Perez. He's 4K, so that's not too shabby. Cheaper options for you, though. There's the guy I was looking for. When I was doing a bunch of fab research over the weekend, Tucupita Marcano stood out in a tremendous way. Over the last couple of weeks, hitting over 300, just playing some really good ball. He's $2,200. He gets his goose eggs, but when he has good games, he has really good games. So it's totally just a punt play against JP Sears. Do not force him into your lineups. But But if you're looking for a value, Marcano at $2,200. I just wanted to mention in my research for other things, he stood out as a guy we should maybe pay a little more attention to from time to time. Outfield position, you got Fernando Tatis at 62. That's fine. But Yordan Alvarez versus Alec Manoah at 61 is awesome. That is great stuff. Bryce Harper at 57 versus Wentz is totally good. Going down to the low fives into the fours. You got Kyle Tucker versus Manoah at five. Jake Fraley had a humongous week, and he's $4,800 versus Tehran. Keep playing Jake Fraley. I like that a lot. Christian Yelich had a big weekend. He's going up against the lefty Abbott at $4,700. We'll get overlooked, the lefty-lefty situation. You got Schwarbaum. Told you earlier in the show he's heating up. He double-donged on Sunday. He's had a big weekend. He's 46. Castellanos had a huge weekend. He's 45. Again, Philadelphia is heating up, folks. They're all starting to hit. Let's have some fun against Joey Wentz on Monday. Senzel's at 44. If you're fading the KC pitchers, Brian De La Cruz is 43. That's totally fine. You got McKinstry versus Nola at 42 on your Nola fades. Going down below 4K, into the low threes, it drops off quick at every position when you start. There's like a gap, it feels like, in pricing on some of these guys. But Jesus Sanchez is a great value at $3,200. If Jordan Walker's in the lineup, he's 31 versus Perez. Both good. I like Sanchez a little more, but both just fine. Even cheaper plays, though, below 3K. Mentioned Brendan Donovan earlier at 29. Cody Jolks, if he's in the Houston lineup, he's $2,800 versus Spinoa. That's a really good value for him. A couple others down here. Akil Badu's $2,600 versus Nola. He'll be playing in a good spot in the order, probably, too. Stuart Fairchild of Cincinnati's $2,500. If he's in the lineup, he might not be. That's always up in the air. I haven't played a lot of Joey Weimer value. He hits ninth, but he gets on and steals bags. He's $2,400 versus Abbott. That's another one. If you just want, I was doing red stacks with the Joey Weimer bring back. I feel like I was playing DFS football all of a sudden with a bring back play. And it was working. It was nice. So you got that going for you. And other than that, check your lineups, because there's some wonky teams playing today on getaway days where you're going to get some interesting bench bats. Let's put it that way. All right. Recapping your pitching, my top four: Braxton Garrett at 83, JP Sears at 76, Mayers at 66, Abbott at 4K. Now, if you're stacking it up, tons of ways to go here. I love Philadelphia versus Joey Wentz. You can definitely do Detroit versus Nola if you want to be contrarian. I have zero problem with that. But give me Philadelphia versus Wentz. Like Houston versus Manoah, just keep attacking Alec Manoah, folks. Give me Cincinnati versus Tehran all day, every day. But if you want to be contrarian, because Abbott should be popular, Milwaukee is a fun stack to be had. You got St. Louis versus Martin Perez, but I love Texas versus Wainwright. So like, if I have to narrow it down for you, it's Philadelphia, it's Texas. Those are my top two. And then it kind of depends on lineups with Houston. Probably Houston kind of falls back a bit. I love that Great American Small Park game. Give me Philadelphia, Texas, Cincinnati, and then some kind of Milwaukee-Houston combo. Again, tons of ways to go with bats on this slate. Pitching, I'm going to kind of keep it pretty simple, but lots of ways to go. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntro. But more importantly, I'll be in the Game of the Edge Fantasy Discord. My cheat sheet will come out in the afternoon. Come over there, patreon.com/GTEFantasy for as low as $5 per month. Gets you all the goodies there. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Tuesday's action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 5th edition. I'm out.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.